We have now started recording on cassette tape number 6, side A. We'll have a little overlap as we've done in the past, so there will be continuity from tape to tape.
Well, who did live there? Granddad and grandmother?
Yes, and Betty Ann. Betty Ann Hensley lived with them. Mick took her over, and my brother Sam, he lived there.
Before he got married?
Yes, and after he got married.
What year did your brother Sam get married? Were you married first?
I was married first. He was married about a year later, about 1919.
Well, now, you had a brother, Ralph, who died, and a sister, May. Is that right?
That's right.
What do you remember in connection with those?
Brother Ralph, he was married to Grace Evans, and they had two children. He was a switchman for the Ogden Union Railway and Depot Company. Then he went to war, World War I, 1918, and
got sick on the boat.
Got sick on the boat with flu and died at Liverpool, England.
Were you at
several days after he had landed there at Liverpool? He died with influenza.
Were you at Camp Lewis then?
I was at Camp Lewis at the time of his death.
They brought his body back home.
They brought word to me that Ralph had died, and I felt bad about it. No, I wanted to mourn his death. Nothing to do. I just had to. I told the top sergeant about it. Nothing to do. I had to go out and drill, just the same as nothing had happened.
I didn't have any Red Cross trying to get leaves for the fellows in those days.
Yes, they had Red Cross in those days.
What I mean is nowadays, even if someone's real sick in a family, they can usually get a leave to come home. But in those days,
that's right.
I guess they wouldn't.
But you couldn't in those days. There's a little more freedom and those things today.
Well, now, how about your sister May?
She used to work at a confectionery store on Ward's Confectionery on Washington Avenue between 23rd and 24th. She worked there some time before she was married, after she got out of school. And she really liked that job. And then when Claude Hensley came along, then she married him. He had two children.
His wife died, didn't she?
And
he was a widower, was he?
He was a widower. His wife died. And they had one child, Betty Ann Hensley, who was married to Don Burt. His wife, Don Burt, and they have two children now. And so when May died,
Well, now tell us something about your sister May dying.
She was in California,
She had TB.
Uh-huh.
And while she was sick there, the elders came and administered to her, and
she was in California?
Yes. They were in Arizona and California. I believe it was in Arizona, wasn't it, when she took sick, came home. And then she came home and died here in Ogden. That must have been about 18 or 19...
Tracy was just a little baby. I wheeled him down there.
About 1921, wasn't it? About 1921. 1920.
Did they have any indication that she'd had TB before that time?
I don't know. So when she died, why her husband went back to California and left the baby here for my parents to take care of and raise, that was Betty Ann.
Did he ever marry again?
No.
No, never heard of him getting married again.
Did they ever have any contact with him?
No, he never did write. He just forgot all about his child and all about the family.
Well, that's the way Grandma Hall wanted it. She wanted Betty. So they left him with him.
So she spoiled Betty, too, bringing her up.
Well, I can remember Betty. I know when we go to visit Grandma Hall that Betty was there. And I believe Betty came out when we lived on the farm, didn't she? And
yeah, she came out one time.
Stayed for a week or something mm-hmm. like that?
Yes. And that was in Marriott.
I don't believe we had anything concerning the time when you got married, other than that you just got married. Where did you meet Mom, and how did you go down to Salt Lake, and who married you, and why don't you tell us something about the whole experience?
Well, we
fell in high
for
your walk to come to see me.
I met her at Wilson's store. And
we've got that on the last tape,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, with her. Used to, how many miles did I walk? Used to walk home from Broom's Bench. About 3 miles or more every night.
Every night.
About three nights a week.
You mean every time you came, you walked that far?
You'd go see mm-hmm. Mom just 3 nights a week, huh?
Mm-hmm. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yeah, every Sunday we'd go to church, the second ward where I was baptized.
Would you sit on the front row or on the back row?
Oh, we'd sit about the center, row.
How'd you get up nerve enough to give Mom her first kiss?
Do you remember, Mom?
That's too long ago.
Did she let you kiss her?
Oh, sure. Well, when we decided to get married, we got our recommend from Bishop George Browning in the Second Ward. And we went to Salt Lake City on the 14th. No, we went down there on the 13th in the evening, didn't we?
Have you told it all about how you got baptized, how you sneaked to get baptized?
I believe we said something about that, didn't we? I
think we did.
Yes.
Well, how did you go to Salt Lake? On the train?
Yes, we went down on the train. On the Bamberger.
Bamberger?
Went down on the Bamberger.
Was it electric in those days?
Yes, it was electric. And they'd done a lot of business in those days. They really were loaded. There wasn't so many cars at that time.
Guess it traveled fast, didn't it? Probably got there in an hour, I'll bet.
Yes, about an hour, and Florence's sister, Annie, went down with us. And I believe we were just about all day getting married. It took
Did
a long...
Did mother go, too?
Hmm?
My mother went, too, didn't she?
Did she go down with us?
Mother and Annie.
Oh, she went, too. Hmm. I thought just Annie went with us. Florence's mother and her sister, sister Annie went with us, went through with us. And who was it that married us?
Alvin Smith.
Alvin Smith.
Alvin Smith married you in the temple?
Yes. And I took...
He's a brother to Joseph Fielding?
Yes.
The one who was president of the church? Or the one who was...
President
of the Quorum of 12
president
today.
President of the Quorum of 12 today. And when he was performing the marriage ceremony, I took the wedding ring out of my pocket and was going to put down Florence's hand. He says, not now, brother. He says, wait till you get outside.
Wait until you're alone.
They let you put it on nowadays.
Audrey was going to step down the steps and you stopped to put the ring on my finger. And he says, not now, brother. He says, wait till you're alone in your own room. And Father has shown him the temple. Showing off.
Well, I put the ring on Ida Rose.
They do it now, but they didn't in those.
Well, they tell you to kiss the bride now, too, did they then?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
Kiss your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have honeymoons in those days?
No. Oh, they had many honeymoons, but...
We didn't.
You come back to Ogden the next day?
Yeah,
we stayed in Salt Lake that night and come back the next day to Ogden.
Where did you stay in Salt Lake the 2 days you were there getting married?
What was the name of that place?
I don't remember.
Was it on Main Street?
Stayed, I think. Wasn't it just a rooming place?
It was a rooming house.
Rooming
house. Rent a room.
Uh-huh.
Annie and Mother was in one room and you and me was in the other. We came back the next day. Boy, that's long ago. I can't even remember.
Were you still working on the railroad?
I was working for Dad on the city transfer. Yes,
well, now, it seems to me you've got some pictures somewhere of going fishing, and I thought this was kind of a honeymoon or something. This must have been later on.
Oh, yeah.
When you went fishing and lost the worms.
This was before we were married.
Yeah, it was before we were married.
Why don't you tell us about that? Where you went and what?
Where we lost the worms?
We went up Weber River, just this side of Peterson, went into a grove.
Was that just you and Mom? Or?
No, there was...
We had a whole band of
people. Band of people. And...
Ward party or just friends or what?
Just neighbors and friends.
Neighbors. When we got up into Weber Canyon, just about gateway there, why we stopped. Funch and I got on a rock in the middle of the river and had our pictures taken, and we had the can of bait with us. Set the can of bait down on the rock, and we sat on the rock and had our pictures taken. And then we got in the van and went on up this side of Peterson to fish. And when we got up there, we couldn't find any bait.
didn't know what
happened to it. But when the pictures were developed, there was a can of bait on the rock.
I still have that picture somewhere.
Was this your dad's van?
Yes.
And you were taking them out on the party then?
Mm-hmm.
We waded in the river, swam in the river and fished.
Yeah. Went in swimming and wading in the river and fishing. The big cottonwood grove where we drove into.
Were the roads dirt roads up Weber Canyon or paved or what in those days?
They were macadam roads, crushed rock.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hold up very well with automobiles and trucks. So then they put on the blacktop.
I guess the roads are essentially the same position they are today, aren't they? You go up Weber Canyon and there's no place to go except where the road is.
They're changing the road now. I think they're making a lot of headway in.
We went back
widening out
the
road.
Ridge and back in a grove, I know.
Well, I think that
the main highway.
Near Peterson?
Yeah.
That grove still there today. I think we've been on parties up there when we were in the 18th Ward. Dad, what was the first job in your first job in the church after you were baptized?
I was a ward teacher.
This was in the second ward?
I was in the second ward. I was put right to work as a ward teacher. And I was ordained a priest after being baptized. I wasn't ordained a deacon or a teacher. My first ordination was that of a priest. And then I worked, I assisted at the sacrament table. I had done that right away too. But after I was baptized, just like it, always done it, they called on me to do it and I went right ahead. Did everything they asked me to do. And then I was ordained an elder by Brother Chandler.
Was this still in the second ward?
I was still in the second ward. And then I got my recommend in the second ward to be married, and then we moved into the seventh ward. Moved to on 16th Street in a brick house, and I moved from that to Mrs. Hart's house.
Mrs. Hart's house was the little white frame house, is that right?
Yeah, or was it a blue frame? White trim, I think. That's where you were born.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Eugene was born. And then we moved over to 1464 Jefferson. Bought a lot, and your Uncle Helam built a house, and we lived in the tent while the house was building.
I can remember the tent. The piano was in that tent too, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, the piano was in the tent. Moved there in the summertime and got the house built so we could move in before cold weather came. And I dug a basement under the house. I dug the footings for the foundation. And Donald and Wendell and Donald were born there in 1464 Jefferson. Wendell fell in the ditch and was just about drowned.
I thought that was Gene.
No, that was Wendell.
Is that Wendell?
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't Gene also fall in the ditch?
He might have done, but I guess he was big enough to get out.
That was
Wendell.
Just a little boy.
Wendell went under the bridge, and we had to work for
What was the name of those people? Slade? Or
to get the water.
What was the name of that man that had the store? His son got Wendell out of the creek.
And they had to work him to get the water off him.
You have to give him artificial respiration?
Artificial respiration.
Well, I can remember that, but I always thought that was Gene. That was Wendell.
No, that was Wendell.
Well, it seems to me there were some other accidents around that house. Dr. Ezra Rich was sewing up somebody's lip, or...
That was Wendell that had his lip sewed up.
What did he do, fall out of the pear tree on a rake? Or?
Was we living there then?
Yeah, I can remember somebody. I remember his lip being sewn up and screaming.
I know Wendell had a
had that scarlet
had an all day sucker, you know, the stick on it in his mouth, and he fell off the porch, and that stick went down his throat and just about
Yeah, that was before he sure went black in the face.
That was Wendell.
Of course, we didn't.
That was Wendell. Mom had to pull that out of his throat.
He's the guy that was always doing things, Mary, killing himself.
Then we had outdoor plumbing man, and Wendell went to sleep in the outhouse. And we didn't know where to find him. We looked and looked. We looked everywhere but there.
I can remember that. I can remember how impatient and cross Mom was getting because the rest of us hadn't been looking after our little brother.
And I thought, well, there's one place we haven't looked, and I remembered he went out there, and sure enough, there he sat asleep. So I was running up and down that ditch. I knew he fell in the ditch and was gone. Boy, that was awful. I went up down that screaming, Wendell, Wendell. Oh, yeah, and then I heard a little weak voice. That's what really hit the part.
Mm-hmm.
He answered me. He was just coming out of sleep, and I was screaming up and down the ditch bank. I knew he'd fallen in the creek or something. And, boy, if that wasn't a joyful sound, I'd make a beeline for the toilet mirror. He said he'd gone to sleep in the tub.
Donald had intestinal flu, and Dr. Rich told Mom to give him irrigations.
Irrigating his
bowel. He was just starving him to death.
The kid was so weak he'd have died if I'd have kept it up.
She'd call him on the phone and say, well, he'd call up and say, well, go ahead and do the same thing today. Irrigate his bowels. He finally got so weak.
I started feeding him and he got better. You just can't tell. Always tell if the doctors are right. They're wrong half the time.
Well, now, I can remember being in a water fight with neighbor kids and dropping a bottle on my foot. I still got a scar about that long right here on my foot today. Do you remember that?
Where was we living?
Well, I was on Jefferson, 15th and Jefferson.
Well,
yeah.
And I remember you wanted me to take me to the doctor and get it sewed up, and I didn't like the idea, and I said, let's just glue it together with Scotch tape or not adhesive tape.
Were you playing with Jack Larson at the time?
I imagine.
When it happened?
We used the adhesive tape, but it left a big scar. Probably been better to sew it up. Seems to me that I can remember us getting a telephone there, and I can remember talking to Grandpa Hall on the telephone.
Well,
wasn't the telephone on the east wall of the living room?
On Jefferson.
On Jefferson. People didn't have telephones much in those days. How come we had one?
I had to call a doctor so much about one thing or another, I guess. With the children.
Didn't cost too much for a telephone in those days. Dollar and a half a month, something like that.
Well, then we used to go swimming, too, in Mill Creek that ran nearby.
Oh, that big ditch was...
I didn't know whether you went swimming there or not. I know you went swimming when we got down in Mary.
Maybe I didn't, but I think we saw other people going swimming there. Who are the neighbors that lived in that neighborhood?
The Wheats and Joneses and Larsons and the...
Who's the old man that had the store?
Can't think of his name. Was his name Slade? Something like that, wasn't it?
Wasn't there a Jones nearby?
Jones to the north of us.
Was it the first
next door?
First house north?
First house north.
And who was that lady that lived across the street that was real nice to us?
Some people lived across the street there. Can't think of their name.
Don't remember either.
Too bad I've got such a poor memory.
And somebody kitty corner across the street had a goat. Didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that goat.
used to keep it tied up, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Matson. Matson, M-A-S-T-O-N. Yeah. Yes, that was Matson's that lived across the street from us.
Well, now, didn't the 7th Ward used to have an old recreation hall on 12th Street in Jefferson or somewhere?
That's right.
That's
right.
And it seems to me that there were holes in the roof or something. I remember going there to a party when we were kids.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you remember anything about it or not. You must have taken me or Gene and I.
What did you do?
Yeah, they must have taken you over there for a primary party.
Costumes and things like that. Anyway, I can remember thinking it was really great.
Mm-hmm.
They tore that down, though, I guess.
Oh, yes. They have a recreation hall right on the spot now, right next to the chapel. But they didn't have any recreation hall when we were living there, next to the chapel. You got a fine brick structure there. More modern than the chapel is. Bishop Budge was bishop then at the time. He came to me one day and he says, Howard, would you like to advance you to the office of 70? And I started making excuses. No, I didn't think I was worthy to be a 70. And he says, well, do you want to be a 70? I said, yes, I do, Bishop. Yes, I do.
He's now a state patriarch?
He's patriarch now. And he's the vice president of the Commercial Security Bank.
He was working there then, I guess, huh? When he was bishop?
Yes. He was working at... It wasn't called the First Security then. The bank that he worked in first was in the Kiesel building. In the offices of the Standard Examiner has those offices now, where the bank was at that time. I remember I used to... I used to dream I was smoking. And it was just seemed like it was natural.
This was after you joined the church in class,
yeah,
huh?
After I joined the church. That was when I was living on 16th and on Jefferson Avenue.
When you dreamed, was it a cigar?
So I dreamed one night I was coming north on... Washington Avenue from 25th Street on the west side. And I was smoking a cigar, and as I got in front of the Commercial Security Bank, the bishop stepped out onto the street.
That was a bad dream.
And I said, well, Bishop, I just can't help it. I said, I just can't quit smoking.
That was
on you. Is that where you'd wake up?
Yeah, so then I woke up. It just seemed like I was walking down the street there.
And my
subconscious, no, I never had any trouble. I never did have any trouble.
Your dreams.
Only in my dreams at night, in my waking hours, I didn't have any, didn't bother me at all. So I guess I was blessed in that way.
I think you told me when I was a kid that when you decided to quit smoking, you just quit.
That's all there was to it, just like that.
Never smoked again, is that right?
Never smoked again.
I can remember when I was a kid, too, that you taught us not to drink Coca-Colas. You got the word of wisdom down a lot better than many of our friends, many of my friends as I grew up.
You know, long before I was in the church, I had a drink of Coca-Cola one day, and I thought that was the rottenest stuff that I ever drank. I thought, my gosh, I never want any more Coca-Cola. That one drink was enough for me, and I never drank any since.
Did you ever have any serious illnesses during your life, Dad? I remember you as always being pretty healthy, is that right?
I was never in a hospital until I was in Camp Lewis with the flu. First time I ever went to a hospital. I had an adenoid cut out one time in the nose here.
Was that when you were young?
Yeah, I was in my 20s when I had that done. But that's the only time I ever went to a doctor. Well, I believe I went to Dr. Perkins at one time. They cut out an ingrown toenail. I never did have anything serious. I never had a broken bone till after I was married. And when I was out the